key to, I guess, getting in sync with some of the new players, especially the experienced new players on the team?
I think just repetition, probably. You know, when you have a new team, it's all about the concepts and being on the same page. And I think that's going to be the biggest key for us. Training camp is short, so it's like 3 days, and then we have, you know, however many weeks until the season, and it's a matter of, you know, being mindful of what we want to do and just, you know, spending time with the guys, building that chemistry, and, you know, time will make everything, you know, more united for sure.
What are some of those differences already? I mean, you were talking last year about the offense. What's different this year as you implement a new system?
Yeah, I mean, I would say pace is something similar, but, you know, being mindful of all the, you know, every time we do an action, it's for a purpose, and I think that's the key. You know, being connected in every single action and knowing what we want to get out of everything, and then holding each other accountable at the same moment. So during the play, I got to talk for myself, I got to talk for my teammates. So yeah, it's been fun, and you know, it's led to a lot of dialogue, which is very good for us.
Did you watch the rest of the playoffs after your season ended last year?
Probably for like 5 days. Then I went back to Spain, and there was no way I was staying up till late.
I was just curious, you know, what separates the those teams from the Grizzlies in your mind?
Yeah, I think we weren't solid enough last year. We were not playing for 48 minutes. You know, we had moments where we were a very good team and moments where we were not. So yeah, if you want to make it deep into the playoffs, you need, you know, that cohesion, that, you know, chemistry. And I just felt like it wasn't there for us all the way, whereas OKC had it. So I felt that's where they, you know, were better than us. But in our good moments, I felt like we could pretty much go head to head with anybody. It's just a matter of consistency.
Stylistically, how different is what, you know, East Lowe seems to be trying to install from the way the team ended up playing at the end of the season? I would say the last season was weird. The system changed over the course, and he got thrown in late. How different is it now in terms of what you're trying to do from what the team looked like late last year?
Yeah, it makes more sense now that we're seeing it, right? Because, you know, the situation he was put in last season, obviously you don't want to change a lot going into the playoffs. And we started seeing, like, little pills of what we're doing now. It's, like, the concept, the general concept is probably similar. But I think, you know, the details is where it's separating what we did during the playoffs and now. So I feel like we're just super focused on every single detail and make sure we're all on the same page come October 22nd.
So is it more like screen and roll oriented than you know, early last season you weren't doing that at all?
Yeah. There's a lot of pick and roll for sure, and I think that's where we're going to excel.
Santi, you've been through several training camps, day ones. How is this one different from any of the previous ones in the past, just with a different voice sort of at the top?
Yeah, I felt like it was straight to the point. There was just no time wasted. It was, you know, we were talking about speed kills and we're, you know, making sure everything's fast to the point. And I felt like it was just super efficient.
Did anyone show up this year with different skill set, more fit, anything we should be watching, you know, something new from players that we know in the past?
I mean, there's a lot of guys that have improved a lot, especially for me. I haven't been here during the summer, so it's been good to see Jalen just, you know, be a better version of Jalen. Gigi put some pounds and he's looking real strong. Some new guys I didn't know about that, you know, look really good. So yeah, just watch out for everybody, really.
For you, you had a really good season even in that new offense that you guys played last year. How do you continue to build on what you did last season even though the system's different?
Yeah, I think this system fits myself even more and fits a bunch of the guys really well. I think it's just about that, trusting teammates. I think if we all share the ball, make sure whatever we do is to help the team. I think, like Coach was talking about, not sharing the pie, just growing the pie. I think that's going to be a theme for us, where if we just make sure everybody does their best for the team, then we'll all be in a great spot.
One of the things that it seemed like a lot of people were interested in last year, I think you expressed this, I know there were coaches and other people did, was getting to some of those bigger lineups that put you on the wing. It seems like the injuries at the front court right now would make it harder to get to those kind of lineups, at least initially. Did those injuries change how you think you're going to be used, at least early in the season, and the kind of things you feel like you're going to need to provide the team?
Yes and no. I think probably in the sense, like, we need more help down low than, you know, outside. We have a bunch of guards that can play together, and that's great. So, yeah, it'll probably switch, you know, the initial plan or whatever, but... But like I said before, I think throughout the season, different situations come up and you just got to be ready for everything. So for myself, I know I'll probably start more at the four and then see where that takes me.
In relation to the injuries, how do you feel about playing the five And how many minutes per game you think you can play?
I'm good to play whatever is needed from me, so I'm not worried about that. But I don't know about playing the five. Like, we haven't done it yet, so we'll see how that will go. But yeah, I'm ready to do whatever the team needs.
How do you think you fit beside Jock?
Really well. Jock is, reminds me of Steve a little bit, just the way he talks, the way he envisions, the team. So I think I fit really well. We're getting to know each other, and I think that will help on the court. But, we're very similar in some aspects, different in others, but I think we'll be a good duo.
You said the way he talks, is that just the accent, or is it?
accent's definitely similar, but, I can't say it, but you know what I'm saying, right? He's a fun dude in that sense.
We're good.
Thanks. Appreciate it.